Hello and welcome to FS 2022, an Erasmus Plus project funded by the European Commission for the development of new skills which are in demand by the labour market. My name is José Carlos León and I work for INDIPSI. In this podcast we will talk about emotional intelligence and we will have the pleasure of having Miguel Ángel Luque, CEO and founder of TIM Coaching Talent in Motion, Academic Director of the Specialist Programme in Professional Coaching accredited by ASESCO and who has extensive experience working in this field in companies and organizations. Hello Miguel Ángel, and thank you very much for being here with us today.
Good afternoon, it's always a pleasure.
The first question is very simple and very broad. What does emotional intelligence bring to a 21st century worker?
Mainly, it provides balance to manage your day-to-day life within the organization, refocusing on what is really important. It helps you to better manage situations and realize what is happening both inside and around you, generating an improvement in the interaction with others.
What specific day-to-day benefits does EQ bring to performance at work?
To begin with, a worker with well-worked and developed EQ is less vulnerable to stress. Many of the problems related to stress on the job or outside are related to poor management or a lack of preparation or training in EQ. From this training, there is an opportunity to develop a better empathy and assertiveness, which will impact the relationship with colleagues, customers or suppliers, because the work climate that will be generated will be more balanced. This leads to an increase in productivity, an improvement in performance and, above all, the main benefit is that a much more effective and efficient workforce is developed, who takes a leap in quality to the next level.
You have mentioned assertiveness, which is sometimes a concept that is difficult to get down to earth, to get from the theoretical framework to the practical. What is assertiveness and how does it affect the work environment?
Assertiveness is somewhere in between passivity and aggressiveness. In passivity, an individual accepts any comment or command from a partner or superior, while aggressiveness is about imposing your point of view. In the former, you accept it and do not question it, while in the latter, you impose it. Assertiveness has to do with the ability to empathize with other people's approaches or opinions, but being brave enough and courageous enough to offer your own point of view, which is neither better nor worse than the other person's. The two can coexist and you have the freedom to understand the other, but also to present your point of view. This is a key competence for the generation of high-performance teams, because teams that accept the boss's orders without questioning them will never become high-performing.
What are the benefits for a company of being emotionally intelligent?
The first advantage is that communication within the organization will change radically. Much of the mood of organizations has to do with the ability to recognize and work with emotions. That doesn't mean that at any given time an organization isn't angry, when perhaps it has lost an important contract. It is normal for it to be sad or even angry. The good thing for a company to be trained in EQ is that it is in a position to lift that state of mind to a more operational one, but that depends on how smart the organization is. The main advantage for a company is the ability to develop projects, but also to react and overcome bad news and, in addition, to come out stronger.
Conversely, what are the risks to an organization of not having emotional intelligence?
The long-term sustainability of both the organization and the workers. From an emotionally undeveloped environment, results can be achieved, but in the long run this is undermining the very essence of the organization. Surely an environment of stress, pressure and poor communication in the forms with an inadequate language will be draining confidence in the team, the person who does not feel valued or does not know how to properly manage overload of information from a boss or a comment from a colleague. This ends up leading the organization to the hazardous situation, and the effects have to do with the departure of workers from the company, the lack of retention of talent, medical leave, friction between colleagues. These are very damaging scenarios for an organization that wants to be integrated, cohesive and have a commitment to its corporate responsibility.
Can you point out a couple of ways to implement emotional intelligence in a company?
The first thing is to continue training and developing. One can never be sufficiently prepared emotionally, and this is something that should be obligatory in people and organizations. Since we are small, in school, we are not trained for these kinds of skills that in the long run end up being fundamental. The second tip would be to start establishing two very simple guidelines in companies. One is recognition, without expecting it, being proactive and giving recognition to colleagues when they do something well. This has to do with who starts the movement, with people feeling that when they do a good job they are supported by the rest of the team. The second must be the gratitude, for being able to develop a job, for knowing that someone is helping you. When an organization is able to integrate recognition and appreciation, and both depend on oneself, EQ will rise in value and level.
Finally, how could you convince or encourage those who do not know or value emotional quotient?
First of all, I would tell people to make an effort to get to know this term, because they don't know what they are missing, the impact that raising the human level in an organization has simply by implementing those two simple guidelines that we mentioned before. To the latter, those who don't value it, I would tell them to keep giving them opportunities, but to measure the return and impact that an organization has by integrating a training system into emotional intelligence. If you don't establish measurement parameters, you can't make a judgmental comparison, so it's better to work with impact measurement data. What cannot be measured does not exist, and so if you do not know how to identify its value, you do not get to value it. That's why it's so important to give it a chance to prove its value.
Thank you very much, Miguel Angel, for your experience and your wisdom, and thank you for being with us in FS 2022. And if you want to have more information about our project, please do not hesitate to visit our website www.fs2022.eu or our Facebook project FS 2022.